on here? All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks, everybody, for coming out today. My name is Ryan Hoag. I'm a group program manager on the OneDrive team, and I'm responsible for the OneDrive mobile apps. I've been at Microsoft about 11 years, and for at least 6 of those years, I've worked on OneDrive in its earlier incarnations. So you can say I got a lot of experience in this space. So today, what do we hope you'll learn in this session? We're going to focus on a few things. The first is teach you how admins can secure files in the OneDrive mobile apps with conditional access, mobile application management, and data loss protection. We're also going to show what the end user experience is when policies are being enforced. We're going to do this on an iOS device. And then we're going to talk about some new data protection capabilities for mobile devices that are going to be coming soon later this year. Now, across Office 365, we share core pillars on how we think about security of our customers' data. And they fit into the following areas. The first one is around platform security. This includes infrastructure and processes at our data centers, having strong encryption throughout at rest and in transit. The second is around secure access and sharing. This is things like the ability to restrict access to files approved to people, devices, apps, locations, and setting data classifications, and enforce who can share what files with who. The third is around awareness and insights. This means a complete understanding of how people in your organization are using SharePoint and OneDrive, analyze usage to measure ROI, and identify potentially suspicious activity. The fourth, information governance, allows you to classify what constitutes sensitive data and enforce how it can be used, protect your organization in the event of litigation, and retain business critical files when people leave your company. And then the final one is around compliance and trust. We want to ensure secure, compliant, trustworthy service operations. The bulk of what I'm going to talk about today is going to fit into the secure access and sharing pillar, where we're going to focus on protecting files in OneDrive and SharePoint on mobile devices. Now, a guiding principle for Microsoft is to deliver comprehensive, flexible security framework that adapts to IT needs while still delivering user-friendly experiences. SharePoint and OneDrive offer simple and powerful ways to work with files on any device, as well as seamless integration with leading productivity tools like the Office apps. User simplicity is balanced with the need for your org to protect important business files. Now, in a world where more and more users are bringing their own devices and commingling personal activities with work on that same device, we want to ensure that users have a seamless end-to-end experience. Now, the first component of protecting your company's files on mobile devices is establishing rules on who or what can get access at the point of authentication. This is what we call conditional access. So administrators are able to set policies based on many different factors and variables. This can include things like based on the user, an example being they're a member of a specific group or not. At the device level, such as requiring a minimum OS version or blocking jailbroken devices from connecting. Or at the app level, where you might want to only allow known trusted apps and block less known apps. And then finally, you can control access based on other factors like network location, so you can restrict access just to the corporate network, or in the case of a breach detected, you can lock down access altogether. Now, once a user has access to the files, we want to be able to control what they can and can't do with those files. This is called mobile application management. With many of the apps from Microsoft being used by our customers for work and personal, it's especially important to not impact the user's personal content or apps when corporate data needs to be protected. Also, asking employees to enroll their devices in an MDM solution is sometimes a heavyweight approach that meets resistance. Our solution with Intune mobile application management allows policies to be enforced at the app and account level, regardless of if the device is MDM enrolled. Additionally, if you have other line of business apps, those can be enrolled in the MAM solution as well and supported right alongside the first party Office 365 apps. The final aspect I want to talk about before jumping into our demo is how to apply specific policy to files that are extra sensitive. With DLP integration, admins can choose from 81 different preset policies, with custom policy support coming later this year. This means you can automatically detect if a specific document contains content like a social security number, financial record, account number, routing number, that you don't want shared or leaked outside of the organization. We'll show what the admin and end user experience looks like for this when DLP is enabled later in the demo. So now, where are we today? We have apps, OneDrive apps, on Android, iOS, and Windows 10. And with the recent addition of SharePoint document library integration, these apps have really become the one place to manage all of your Office 365 files. This is similar to what we're doing on the web and with the Sync client. To learn more about the mobile apps, I'm actually doing another talk tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, where we're gonna do a deep dive across the three platforms. So I encourage you to attend that if you wanna get a better understanding of what the apps are capable of. We have deep integration with EMS for conditional access and MAM. And finally, DLP integration for policy enforcement at the file level. So let's take a look at how all these pieces come together. So for this stage of the demo, I'm a Office 365 global admin at Contoso Clothing. So I'm gonna walk through the entire experience for enabling OneDrive mobile access for our organization. At Contoso Clothing, all devices are managed by an existing MDM solution. But since our files are stored in OneDrive and SharePoint, we're gonna go use Intune and Azure AD to push and enforce policies at the application and account level. So I'm gonna start things off by verifying the existing conditional access policies that we have in place today. With the Azure Active Directory portal, you can push CA policies at the device level. Soon, with the updated Azure portal, you'll be able to push things at the application level. So let's take a look at that experience today. So you can see I'm logged in here to the Azure portal, and I'm on the Intune pivot. From here, I can see top-level stats for my organization, as well as jumping off points to do different things in configure settings. So let's go ahead and drill into our user stats for iOS. So I can see I've got two users managed by policy. We're a relatively small company. And if I want to drill into a specific user, I click here on the top on select user, and I've got an employee named Stephen Rice. And I want to take a look at his activity. So I'm going to select Stephen. Now you can see on this list here, Stephen is licensed for Microsoft Intune, so that's great. We can also see all of the policies that we've set up for him as far as applications and OS that are allowed to access our corporate data. So I can see he hasn't checked in any of these devices, but hey, at the bottom of the list, I see Stephen's iPhone checked in about a week ago with the OneDrive app. Okay, so that's great. Let me back out of here. So another thing I can do right from this dashboard is, let's say Stephen leaves the organization and I want to be able to wipe that data. And go here under wipe requests. And it's going to show some pending ones that I've had going, but I'll just go ahead and collapse that. And we'll click new wipe request. Now let's say Stephen has recently departed the organization and that device never got returned to us for whatever reason. So I want to make sure that our corporate data is off of that in that OneDrive app. So I'm gonna go and select Stephen. And hopefully we'll go. Oh, here we go. And then I toggle down to selecting the specific device. If he had multiple devices, they would show up here. He just has the one iPhone that he's connected. So I'll select that. And at this point, I can hit okay. And that is sending the wipe request, and that'll get processed within 8 hours. So I can see it's pending here, and then what that's actually gonna do is go out to Stephen's remote device and wipe the local app data, not do a full device wipe, just the app data in the OneDrive app. And if he has a personal account added, it's not going to impact that. Okay, now let's go back to the main dashboard here. So let's take a look at some other settings that I can configure from here. So I'm going to click on All Settings. And I'm going to go down here under Conditional Access and click on SharePoint Online. And then from here, I can see some various things. So let's start with App Access. What this allows me to do is specify the applications that are allowed to get access to our SharePoint and our OneDrive content. You can see I already have some policies in place, so we'll just kind of review these to make sure they still sound good. So we're allowing Skype for Business, Excel, PowerPoint, Word, and OneNote on both Android and iOS. We're allowing Outlook on Android and iOS, and then OneDrive on both platforms as well, and the SharePoint app on iOS, and with the recently announced SharePoint app on Android that's rolling out this week, that'll be available here in this portal as well. So these settings look good to me. I'm not going to make any changes here. Now we're going to go here to the next section. So under User Access, where am I hearing music? That was interesting. Okay, music just started playing for me up here. Okay, under User Access, this is where I can go in and actually choose to restrict whether or not I want certain groups to be able to have access to content on mobile devices. I'm going to go ahead and add a new policy here. So we have a customer support team. And I know they really don't have a valid business use case to need to access their OneDrive or SharePoint content on their mobile devices. So I'm going to go ahead and select customer support. Just like that, we've now set up a new policy to block sign-in for any users that are in this group. And I can also go in here under exempt user groups, and if I have complex policies set up, but I want to maybe allow the executives in our organization to have full access, I can do that. And you can do it by individual user or at the group level as well. Okay, let's transition from the conditional access settings and take a look at more of the application-specific settings. I'm going to close out of this. Now, again, I'm still here in this All Settings view. And if I go to the top of the list, I see something under App Management called App Policy. I'm going to click on this. You can see I have two policies in place today. We're going to walk through setting up a new one so you can see what that experience is like. Okay, I'll create a name here. We'll just call it the Ignite demo. If I want to add a description, I can do that here. I can select what platform this policy applies to. We're going to go with iOS, or I can select Android. I can then select which apps the policy should apply to. And you can see we have a pretty long list of apps here, including third-party ones, like we recently announced this week our integration with Adobe. I can go through this list, and since I'm a global admin for Office 365, I can actually configure policies across the board. So I'm going to go in and select Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, Word, SharePoint, and OneDrive. That looks good to me. Go ahead and select that. Now the next step here is I can actually configure specific policies that I want to enforce on those applications. And this is a pretty extensive list that we have here. I can do things like preventing backup to iTunes or iCloud on device backup, preventing opening in other apps. It's a long list of stuff here. And we know not all global admins, or I should say, not all Office 365 admins are global admins, and they might not have access to this console. So one of the new things that I wanted to show today is the new OneDrive admin console. This was shown in some talks earlier this week. I want to walk through each of the sections so you can get an idea of what capabilities we've brought together here so that OneDrive admins have the same abilities to control how the content on mobile device is managed, as well as other common settings that admins generally like to have at their fingertips. So we'll start here. We've organized this into four groups. The top one is sharing. So under sharing, you can specify whether or not sharing of with external users is allowed for both SharePoint and OneDrive content. As you can see, this is toggled on. If I want to get more granular, I can select different options here. So I can allow any kind of external sharing, including anonymous usage. I could allow new and existing external users, but require sign-in. And then finally, maybe I only want to lock it down and have it controlled to any external sharing that's already happened, but not allow any new. I can select that option as well here on the top. And one of the other things that we're really encouraging end users to do when they're using OneDrive is to share via link. And we're making that experience super simple to discover, putting it front and center on all of our surface areas. But we know admins want to be able to control what the default links are when a user clicks that button. So here you can see the three different options that we have available. You can have that get a link default to anonymous access, have it restricted to internal only, so this is what we call a company shareable link, or lock it down even further where the user actually has to specify individual users that can have access to the content. I can also set expiration limits for this, so I can have never expires, 90-day, 180-day, or 1 year. And then I can even restrict external sharing or allow to certain domains. So if we have a competitor, maybe I want to block any kind of sharing with that competitor, or if we know that we deal with certain vendors, I can just kind of whitelist those domains and allow it to work there. And then the final thing I can do here is select what those external users can do with the content once it's been shared with them. So will we let them edit it or have it be read-only, and can they reshare it if they don't own that content? Move to the next section here. This is around sync. So this one is pretty straightforward. This gives you some various options on what you can and can't do with sync. The first one is allowing users in your organization to download the sync client themselves from the OneDrive website. The second one would allow you to go in and allow only PCs that are joined to specific domains to be able to sign in with the sync client. And then the last section here is around blocking syncing of specific file types. So we know PSTs are large files, maybe there's certain video files that you want to block to just keep network performance running smooth. You can set those up here. The third section here is around storage. We have a default storage limit of 1 terabyte for OneDrive for your users in your organization. You can dial this up or down. You can also set data retention policies here. So again, the default is 30 days. This is when a user leaves your organization and you want that content to still be available to their manager or to an admin. And this can be 0 days retention all the way up to 10 years. So that's the spectrum that we offer there. Now the last section here is going to get more to the core of what we're talking about today around user access. So at the top, you can see we brought some of the common conditional access components to this list. These first ones apply to browser-based access. So if you want to block access when somebody's signing in from a non-domain joined PC in the browser, you want to maybe block download and other commands, you can do that here, or block access completely. You can do the network location definition right here to specify IP ranges. But what I really want to talk about is the mobile application management section here at the bottom. So you can see this long list of settings. It's very similar to what was on the Intune console. So what we've done here is actually plumbed through controls that configure the Intune APIs so OneDrive admins can actually set policy and control how their content is accessed on mobile devices. So some things to note, when I toggle these policies, they apply to both platforms. So I don't have to go set an Android policy and an iOS policy. It's going to apply to mobile, so it's a global setting. We'll go through and talk about some of these. I'm going to go ahead and turn this on. So the first one is blocking the ability to download files to the local device. The second one is one that's coming soon. This is blocking making files available offline. This is a capability we have in the mobile apps, and we've gotten feedback from some admins that are enterprise customers that they want to be able to control that feature. So this is one that we're adding. Another feature that's going to be added to this list that's similar to this, it's part of the new category of what's coming soon, is blocking the ability for your users to add a personal OneDrive account. We've gotten the feedback that admins would like to have a little more control there. Since our apps are dual purpose and users can add a OneDrive personal account in addition to their work, we know some companies want to restrict that, so we're going to add a control so that you can block that if you choose to. The next one is blocking screenshots, blocking copying, and then therefore pasting, blocking printing, backing up app data to either Google or Apple's device backup clouds. The next one is requiring an app passcode. So once I select this, I can go in and define some specific settings. So I'm going to go in and change, say, passcode length. 8 seems a little onerous. We'll make it 4, but we're going to require complex passcodes so that the user can't do something like 1234 or 1111. And I'm going to go ahead and allow fingerprint instead of passcode on iOS. So this is an example of us striking the right balance of delivering a better user experience while still preserving the protection capabilities and requirements for that corporate data. If a user's got a device that has Touch ID support, it's a much better experience than having to re-enter your PIN every single time you want to access the content. So I'm going to go ahead and check that. I can also block opening OneDrive and SharePoint files in other apps. And I'll go ahead and encrypt the app data when the device is locked. I can also choose to require sign-in every single time the app is opened if I wanted to. And then I have some settings. When the device hasn't phoned home in a while, I can set limits on how often we need to re-verify user access and even wipe the data in that application if it hasn't connected in a certain period of time. So I'm going to go ahead and hit save on those policies. And we'll transition back to another section here. Is everybody following okay? Okay. So now that we've seen what it's like to manage OneDrive at the application and account level via the conditional access settings in MAM, we're going to get more granular and identify files that are super sensitive. And we want to be able to identify those ahead of time. So that way we can proactively inform users that there might be sensitive content in those files and add another layer of security to our environment. So let's take a look at how we're going to go about doing that. So you can see I'm logged into the Security and Compliance Center. This is a really great one-stop shop for everything related to auditing, usage, and managing e-discovery searches, and setting those file-level access policies. So we're going to go ahead and drill into Security Policies and go to Data Loss Prevention. We'll let this pull up here. Okay, so in this view, you can see that I've already got some existing policies that I've created, but let's go ahead and walk through what it looks like to set up a new one, because it's really super simple. So we'll go ahead and click here on the plus icon. And this is going through the flow of setting up a new policy. You can see the default here is I can do a custom policy, or we've set up some predetermined classes of policies, the first one being financial. Medical is the second one. And then privacy. Let's go ahead and select medical. And we will, for example, select the US Health Insurance Act, HIPAA, which those of you in the insurance or healthcare industry are familiar with. And we will hit next. Now on this next screen, I can choose where I want to have this policy applied to. And because this is super sensitive, I'm going to have it apply to SharePoint and OneDrive content. And I'm going to click next. Okay, now you can see that there's two policies that have been defined here. There's one that's got a low count and one that's a high count. And basically, what this does is there's different rules and then actions that can happen when a document meets these requirements. So let's dig in and take a look at what one of these actually looks like. Okay, so for the US HIPAA low count, it's got two things that we're looking for. Content that contains the following information, a US Social Security number or a DEA number, which I actually don't know what a DEA number is, but apparently it's very sensitive. And then we set counts on the number of times these numbers are encountered in a document. So the range here is 1 to 9. The high one is anything 10 or above. So if one of these is detected, let's see what happens. This is where we click into actions. So this is where you can see a bunch of the different settings and things that happen when one of these files that adheres to one of these policies is detected. So you can first notify various people. You can go in and select here the owner of the site where the content was stored, have the person who last shared it, emailed it, modified that document, have them get notified, or the owner, the originator of that content. So we can go and set different settings there. I can also add other people as well. If I want to have certain managers or higher level folks in the org that care about this, they can be notified as well. There's a default email notification that goes out that says, hey, you've shared or tried to modify this file that contains sensitive content and it fits into this bucket. So then you can go with that, or you can customize what the text is. The next section is around policy tip, and I want to talk about this for a minute. So policy tip allows you to do a couple of things. You can actually surface to the user in a lightweight way that a file that's in their OneDrive or one that they're about to access is in violation of one of these policies. And we do this in subtle ways that we're going to show here in a little bit. We show an indicator on the file when you're in one of the mobile apps, and then you can drill in further to actually see what aspect of that file is in violation of what policy. And then the user can then choose to take different actions if the admin has allowed it, where they can actually override that policy. Maybe they have to provide justification or report that a false positive on this. They actually know that content isn't in that file. And again, the admin is in control of what that policy actions and overridability is right here. And again, you can also customize what the policy tip is or go with the generic one that we have created. So we're going to go ahead, hit OK here. And that should have applied the policy. Okay. So I've configured my environment with conditional access to protect at the app and the group level. I have MAM to protect at the account level, which I was able to set up either as a Global 0365 admin or a OneDrive admin. And then finally, I'm using DLP to protect things at the file level. So it sounds like a lot. So I'm curious to see what the end user experience looks like. So we have one of our finance employees who has a new phone to set up. So I'm going to invite Ahmed to come up on stage and help with the final part of the demo. And we're going to show the end user experience.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Hi, everyone. My name is Ahmed Gharib, and I'm a program manager on the OneDrive mobile team. But today, I am a finance employee of Contoso Clothing. So let's go ahead and take a look at my device. Great. So Ryan mentioned I got a new phone. It's my personal device. It has my games, my photos, my social networks, and my personal emails are even on here. At the same time, I want to access all my work files. So this allows me to stay on top of everything, whether I'm meeting with one of our executives or traveling overseas to meet with some of our top customers. And I was able to install OneDrive and Outlook from the App Store. So keep in mind, I didn't need a special company store. I didn't need to sideload a special binary. I didn't need to put any special profiles. I just went to the App Store, installed it, and I was good to go. If you do have a mobile device management provider already and you do have an internal company store, those will work just fine. So let's get started. I was able to install OneDrive and Outlook, and they're both signed into my personal accounts. I also signed into Outlook with my work account. Let's go ahead and add my work account to OneDrive. So I'm going to tap OneDrive. And you can see there's all my personal files. Everything looks great. And you'll notice that it already has OneDrive Contoso Clothing at the top there. The reason that it has that, so I have a service book, I signed into Office, and on Office I signed into my personal account and my work account. And so OneDrive understood that these two accounts are related, and it's suggesting the work account. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap in there. Great. I'm going to hit sign in. It's going to jump over, come back, pull down policy from the cloud. And then it lets me know that I need to restart so that policy can be applied. I'm just going to tap OK. The app is going to shut down. Open it up. Lets me know that now IT is enforcing policy and that my account is being managed. Tap OK. And there we go. Ryan's policy is applied to the device. So what just happened? There was some jumping and things just magically started to work and I had to restart. So MAM conditional access verified that this account was mine, verified the credentials, and used a broker app known as the Microsoft Authenticator to let me into the application. Notice I didn't have to type in a password or anything like that because I had already signed into Outlook, and so it was verified. In the background, when I tried to sign in, the device registered with Azure Active Directory. The device registration created a new record and a certificate which tokens are issued against. What this means is, unlike MDM-based solutions, I didn't have to go through the certificate installation process, try to find the install button in the top right that Apple likes to hide. I didn't have to push down policy, so when I leave the company, my phone's not going to get wiped. It's just the application. It's just the account. My personal content is safe, and I don't have to worry about it. And I'm actually more likely to do this because it's not such a heavy experience where everything's just locked down and I kind of instantly regret it.
Yeah, I just want to add to that. We really have emphasized making this a lightweight process. This was super easy. I mean, if you've got a new employee, that's all they have to do to kind of get started, and you've got your content protected. We've tried to make this as friction-free as possible and have it work regardless of kind of the environment that you have existing at your company.
Yeah, and really, to even take it further, the authenticator allowed me to sign in by only putting the password once. Over the last couple months, we were very much focused on how we can get your user to sign in once, only have to remember the password once, and just automatically after that, they just get access to all their apps. So today, you have to enter the email across all the apps, but very, very soon, we're working to make sure that you only enter your email and password once, and just like that, the entire suite has access. But let's jump back. So as you can see, Ryan allowed me to enter my Touch ID to get into the application, so I could do that. But let's say I hit cancel. It's letting me know that Ryan has required me to set a policy, and since he also required me to push to have a complex password, I can't do things like this. Well, okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. No. So let's make something a little bit more complicated. Great, gotta confirm it. And just like that, I'm in. First run experience, nothing's changed. If I tap here, you can see all my files are there. It's exactly like my personal OneDrive experience. I can jump to the Me tab, switch to my personal account. Everything's exactly the same. So let's jump in and look at some of the policy that Ryan is enforcing and how it works. So I have this highly sensitive financial report. Lots of big-ish numbers.
Real quick, why don't you go back to the previous screen? I want to show the icons. Again, this is pretty subtle, but if you're looking there next to the date modified, you can see there's a little indicator. We got a couple different ones there where the third file, the one dated March 16, that has the triangle icon, and then we have another, the two above it have a different emblem. Those signify the two different tiers of policy violation. So one is the low count, one's the high count. It's pretty subtle. But I wanted to call that out here.
And later on, we'll take a look at the experience of what happens when I try to share those files that have been identified as highly sensitive by through the DLP policy. But let's jump in, take a look at how copy and paste policy works. So I'm going to try to copy our operating funds. Great. I can copy. Now let's jump over to Outlook, and I'm going to try to send an email about that, verify my Touch ID, great. So in Outlook, you'll also notice that I still have my personal account and my work account. And so let's go ahead and try to share the operating notes, operating expenses. And as you can see, there's no paste. The reason being is I'm at the top, you can see that I am using my consumer account, and so I can't share that data externally. That's highly sensitive data. So let's switch accounts. I'm going to tap here. I'm going to pick my work account. I'm going to go in there, tap, and there it is. All my operating funds are there. I can still work with my peers. Nothing's really blocking me. But the most important thing is the company-sensitive data stays internal to my organization. But let's say, OK, the data's there now. It doesn't know any better. Let's switch back to my personal account. There we go. It knows that I started entering company data. And it prevents me from switching back. That way, that the data that's in there stays secure no matter what. Yeah. So let's go back. Whoops. Let's go back to OneDrive. We'll delete that draft. Great. Now that we're back on OneDrive, I want to take a look at the sharing experience for data that's not highly sensitive through DLP. So just a generic file that I just uploaded doesn't have much restricted information, but it's still important to my company, and I still don't want it to be shared through, you know, social networks, anything like that. So I'm going to pick our company meeting notes. Nothing super dramatic going on here, but it's still sensitive data to my organization. And I'm going to tap share. As you can see, I can still do the important functions and still get the same simple experience that you would expect from OneDrive on mobile. I can still copy the link. I can still invite my peers. I can still email it directly in Outlook, and I can even change the link to a view-only link. But what you'll notice is all my personal applications that you saw on the home screen, like my social networks, my private photos, et cetera, don't show up at the top. I can't use those because none of those are managed applications. as an IT admin, if I added a line of business app, like say I added, you know, Adobe, and it would show up right up there, and I could send data over to Adobe, like no problem. But let's take a look at the personal experience. So I'm going to tap me, go to my personal account. Great. I have this awesome picture that I took the other day. I'm going to tap share. And just like that, I can still share it in iMessage. I can still use Apple Mail if I wanted to. I can still use Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever I need to do. The same simple sharing experience for my personal files with my company data is constantly secure. And let's do one last thing. Let's jump back to the work account. And Ryan earlier showed you data loss protection. So you see the icons on there. It tells you which data is highly sensitive, which data is medium sensitive, and there's even another one for low sensitivity. But let's see what happens when I try to share one of these files. So I'm going to open the financial report, and I'm going to try to share it. There you go. So there's important financial data in there. And no matter what, we really don't want that data being shared internally or externally, so we blocked it. We let them know that there was a conflict going on, so I'm going to tap OK. It'll take me to the details of the file. I'll tap on here. And right now what it's doing is it's pulling down the policy tip. Ryan chose to display the default policy tip, and it lets me know that that document contained a bank account number and a routing number. And for me to share that file, I need to go resolve those issues, and then the policy tip would be removed. Ryan also allowed me to override the policy as long as I have a business justification. So I'm going to tap that, and just like that, I get to enter my justification. It'll send a note over to my manager or my admin or whoever else is assigned on that notification screen that Ryan showed you. And from there, they can accept it, and it'll go right through. Or if for some reason I thought it was a false positive, I can report the issue. But again, all that, this entire page is pretty much configurable by your company, and you can make sure that you have the experience that you like. And just like that, all my files are encrypted on the device. Policy is being enforced. The company data is secure and can be remote wiped at any time. Everything's there. So I'm going to hand it back to Ryan for some closing words. We'll take them after.
Yeah, we're going to do questions at the end. Thanks, Ahmed. All right, let's switch back over here. Okay, so to kind of wrap up, you heard about the great solutions that we have today for protecting your company's OneDrive and SharePoint files on mobile devices. It's getting better with the new OneDrive admin experience and some of the new advanced client policy protection that we talked about that it's going to be coming soon. We have great ways to control who has access to these files at the application and account layer. We also provide user-friendly experience around sensitive content with our integration with DLP. So if you've attended any of the other OneDrive sessions earlier in the week, hopefully this built upon those and got a layer deeper in your knowledge and understanding. If you didn't see any of the sessions that happened on Tuesday or the one earlier today, I encourage you to watch the recordings. And like I mentioned, I'm doing another talk tomorrow afternoon to go a little bit deeper into the capabilities of the OneDrive mobile apps. And as always, encourage you to check out Fast Track. We got a lot of great tools here to help with onboarding and deployment for your organization, and get involved in the tech community. And then finally, please rate this session. We take the feedback seriously. It helps us craft the messages and the content that we share to you all at these events, and we really, really appreciate it. So that's all we got, and I'll take questions. Thanks. Sure.
Question for you.
Yep.
OneNote currently doesn't have that multi-identity piece that you mentioned, so you can wipe the business account but keep the personal. When is that coming for OneNote?
I don't know where that is on the OneNote roadmap.
Okay.
So
it is separate.
It is separate. You can apply. I mean, we have the different engineering teams for the various mobile applications. So I run the mobile or the OneDrive team.
Okay.
And so that is separate. I can follow up on that. Or if you want to find the OneNote team down on the floor, they might be able to have the details like on the roadmap there for that feature.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, left.
How can we start taking advantage of the new OneDrive admin experience? Is that just
not available today. So some of the stuff that I showed is available via PowerShell scripts. This will be released by the end of the calendar year.
Okay.
So stay tuned, it's not available today.
Quick question.
Yep.
Will this work if you have SharePoint 2013 on-premise?
No, this is for only SPO. This, none of the MAM policies apply for on-prem. This is all SPO only.
That might answer my question too. We're using hybrid. Will the Intune pivot work in Azure portal in a hybrid environment?
If you have, do you have the OneDrive content in the cloud?
We do, yeah.
In your license for
yep.
Intune? Yeah, it should work. It should work in that environment.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Also a question about the multi-identity. Is the OneDrive app already multi-identity aware for Android?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All the OneDrive endpoints are multi-identity aware. Sync in the three mobile apps.
For the OneDrive policies you showed, what licenses are required to do that? Is it just E1 and E3? Or do you need something special for Intune?
I'm a product guy, so I'll defer licensing questions to your TAM.
DLP is E3 and above.
E3 and above?
For DLP.
DLP is E3 and above.
What about for the blocking and of the mobile?
You need to be licensed for EMS. So
for EMS?
That, yeah. Yep.
Excellent presentation.
Thank you.
One thing I didn't hear that I was expecting to hear is about being able to block screen captures on sensitive information. You know how you do the screen?
We had that. Yeah.
I did. I just
missed it. Yeah, it was one of the checklists. Sorry. Let me show you really quick. We'll go back to it just to pull it up.
I saw the content copy and paste, and that was great.
Yep.
But the question I always get is people can just do a screen capture.
There you go, right here. So we support the native one on iOS. So that's applied on iOS. This is a separate setting for Android.
All right, perfect. Thank
you. Yeah, this is the new OneDrive admin console that's going to be shipping this calendar year.
But you can push these policies today using the Intune portal.
Yeah, so that same setting, if I was back in the Intune console, you can do the same thing there.
Can you talk a little bit about being able to pull this OneDrive activity into a reporting tool like Splunk? Is that possible? Is that still supported? Or?
I don't know if I have a good answer there.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe follow up it with us on the expo floor, and I'll dig in. I know that there is auditing and reporting logs that you can pull, but I don't know about the ability to then export those into other tools. I can't talk as intelligently about that.
Okay.
Just one last question. Just a quick clarification. Those OneNote or the OneDrive policies from that new console require Intune MEM or
yes.
not?
Yes.
They do. Okay.
Yes.
And then the second piece is blocking downloads, copy, paste, and so on in the browser. A person goes home, is on a friend's machine, tries to log in. One of our big concerns is, well, you can block sync on the client for domain joined
yep.
systems, but you also have full control over the OneDrive web experience where you could not download or
correct. That's copy what those edit. Settings are for.
Okay, and that also, then that's simply through that same console, that's in Intune as well?
Yes.
Okay, great,
yep.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Hi, a question on the storage. Can you just navigate to the storage section, please? So, can the default storage, so this is gonna apply for all of the users on the tenant?
Correct.
So how do we control an individual user basis?
Yeah, if you want to get more granular, you can control those settings on some of the other Office 365 surface areas, either on the SPO admin console or the Office 365 admin console. So again, a lot of the settings here apply in a global fashion. If you want to get more granular, you can go to the other more detailed, thorough admin experiences to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, one last question, and then we got to wrap up for the next session. Oh, nope.
Yep.
So on this page,
yep.
The user access is EMS powered?
Yes.
Okay. So if we didn't have EMS, that tab would be gone.
No, the tab would be there, and there would be, you know, a, hey, you want to unlock this power, make sure you got have EMS.
Got it.
Yeah. So you could see the options and what's available to you. You just wouldn't be able to configure them or deploy them.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, everybody.